produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, I am Chief Chi of South Africa, and you are listening to the Need for Liberty radio broadcast.
Yes! Yes! Come on and let it ring out. Yes! 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 Hallelujah! Yes! 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 Sister, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yeah.
I'm going to start reading at verse 9. And the multitude that went before and that followed crying, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? Well, as I begin to look at this particular topic that I've spoken from so many times on this day that is known as Palm Sunday, a topic entitled, who is this? And that's even reflective upon today is that everybody still don't know who it is. I know that there have been many things that have been attached to Jesus from so many different angles and so many different aspects, and people have tried to equate Jesus with so many different things, but everybody just don't know who he is. Or you would think now that everybody that call on the name of Jesus ought to know him, but I'm here to let you know that everybody just still don't know who he is. And we have called him so many different things and have equated him with so many different deities. But he stands alone. Let somebody say he stands alone. Who is this? Well, when we look at this particular day that is known as Palm Sunday, historically there are celebrations that are going on now even in the capital city, Jerusalem, there. As they basically are worshiping, magnifying the coming of their Lord and Savior, the Christians in that area, marking the trail, whereas those began to act as they laid the palm branches and their clothes in the way and asked the question, who is this? We see if we read the story that there's an answer as to what others have termed who Jesus is. But still, even in response to the question, in my estimation, it was just not the best answer that could have been given concerning who he is. When we look at what was happening here, and even in verse 1, it said, when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were come to Bethphage, and when you hear the word Bethphage simply means the house of figs. When you hear the word Beth, meaning the house of. Word Bethesda, meaning the house of mercy. Bethlehem, meaning the house of bread. Basically, when you go to talking about Bethel, Beth meaning house, and the El meaning God, it means the house of God. And so here, Beth meaning the house, Phagi simply means the figs, the house of figs. So they come unto the Mount of Olives, and then sent Jesus two disciples. Well, when you get to verse 2, you're going to see where Jesus gives a directive and a prophecy. It's saying unto them, first of all, look at the directive. Go into the village over against you, and straightway you shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them unto me. Well, when you get to verse 3, he said, if any man say aught unto you, you shall say the Lord had need of them, and straightway he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, the king cometh unto thee meek and sitteth upon an ass, and a colt the foal of an ass. Now what we have here, we have a directive where he's commanding them, telling them what to do. Then this fifth verse is basically Old Testament prophecy that is fulfilled. And you find this particular verse being fulfilled in the book of Zechariah, chapter 9 and verse 9. Well, when we get down to verse 8, it says, and a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. Now, this particular verse describes the actions of the people concerning Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. First of all, spreading their garments and laying palm branches in the way was really customary in parades of conquerors and great princes honored by the people. It was not just for anybody, but it was to honor those that had established great rapport in the society and community. They would do this by the people. When you get to verse 9, here verse 9 begins to describe another Old Testament prophecy being fulfilled. And the multitudes that went before and that followed crying said, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Now, what we have here in this particular word, Hosanna, I know there were some songwriters out years ago came out with Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna is his name, but Hosanna is not his name. You got to understand that Hosanna in Eric Magic simply means save or save now. And so here we find out where the people was just simply saying, Hosanna, we're saved. Why we saved? Because he is the Savior. And Hosanna is not his name. And so when we talking about his name, we got to understand that, I said it so many times, irrespective of how gifted an artist might be, may not be writing under the anointing all the time. And so this prophecy that you see here in verse 9, it goes forth in Psalms 118, verses 25 through 26. When you get over there, Psalms 118, verse 25, it'll say, save now, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Verse 26 says, blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. So now in the ninth verse, you have the multitudes crying, Hosanna unto the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Now what was happening there, this was said once daily for 7 days at the Feast of Tabernacles. There were many feasts that the Jews really commemorated. But this is the third of the three great feasts that is most notable, that really people can identify with. First of all, you had what was called the Feast of Unleavened Bread, or the Feast of Passover. Note the fact that this was held in commemoration of the deliverance by Jehovah the Israelites from Egypt. Now, when you go to talking about the Passover, you know how it came about, how the Israelites down in Egypt being enslaved for over 430 years. But God raised up a deliverer by the name of Moses. And Moses, after having a series of barrages back and forth with the Pharaoh, come to a point to where God finally said, I got something that's going to break his back. He said, I tell you what. He said, I want you to kill a lamb. And that lamb was basically symbolic of what we are to recognize as our lamb. And he said, I want you to take the blood, save the blood, and told them how to take the meat and how to prepare it and how to utilize it. But he said, but I want you to take the blood and put it on the lintel of the door and across the doorpost. He said, and about midnight, death angel going to come through Egypt. And he said, but when he see the blood, he said, I'll pass over the house that had the blood on the lintel and on the doorpost. But the house that had not the blood, firstborn in that house would die. And about midnight, here come the death angel. And when he saw the blood, you ought to tell somebody, that's why you got to be covered. He skipped over. Passover simply means to literally skip over, or hop over that house. And he skipped past that house. But the house that had not the blood, the Bible said that there was a great cry made throughout Israel. Cry was so great that it got all the way down into Pharaoh's house. And finally, Pharaoh's firstborn died, and he evicted Israel out of Egypt. Let me tell you something. I don't know what you've been locked in, but when God gets ready to deliver you, you all tell him he'll deliver you with an outstretched hand. It's God that'll bring you forth. And so those Jews from that day forth began to commemorate the Passover. The second feast was called the Feast of Pentecost, or really the Feast of Weeks. This feast was dedicated to Jehovah, and it took place really at the end of 7 years from the day during the Passover when the sheaf was presented. First of all, the sheaf, it is the law of Moses containing two prescriptions regarding the sheaves of the harvest. First of all, after their entrance into the promised land, the Israelites were to bring a sheaf of the first fruits of the harvest. Then they had to bring it to the priest. And what the priest would do, he would take the sheaf and he would weigh the sheaf for the Lord to be accepted for you. On the morrow after the Sabbath, the priest shall weigh it. And you'll find that in Leviticus chapter 23, verses 10 through 12. But if a sheaf was accidentally dropped or left upon the field, it was not to be taken up, but it was allowed to remain there for the benefit of the poor. You can find that in Deuteronomy chapter 24 and verse 19. This feast was supposed to commemorate the receiving of the law by Moses on Mount Sinai. You remember how Moses was there and how he had gone up and stayed before God 40 days and 40 nights there receiving the law. But then when Moses came down and found that the people, God, matter of fact, had told him before he got down, go down, because the people had already turned against me. It's amazing how we can forget where God has brought us from. Here Moses up there receiving from God, and then somebody said he done got up there, seen God, and died. And why don't you, Abram, come on and make us a God? We need us a leader. Looked like he would have had enough sense to recognize it was this God that brought us out of Egypt. It was this God that instituted plague after plague. It was this God that caused this word called the Passover to be instituted among our people. It was this God that when we come, we had the Red Sea in the front of us and we had the Egyptians behind us. It was this God in the glory cloud that sat down behind us where we couldn't even backslide and go back to Egypt, and Egypt couldn't come upon us. It was this God that sent the strong east wind and it blew all night long and we went over the next morning on dry land. It was this God. Looked like somebody ought to remember what the Lord has done. I don't care what happens in your little group, but look like somebody in your group ought to say, the Lord has been too good to me. If God done it before, Look like, oh, y'all don't hear me. Look like he'll do it again. You ought to encourage somebody with that right now. Tell him if he did it before, he'll do it again. But nothing happened because of the fact that the people's mind had got twisted. Aaron now gets to the point where he tells the people to take all the gold and the jewelry off and builds a fine. He becomes a goldsmith and he begins to build a golden calf. And while Moses up there in the presence of an awesome God, 40 days, can you know they had to be awesome? And you hearing God sending thunder and carving the Ten Commandments in stone, thou shalt not, boom, and you got to stay up there. And then when you come down, hear the people doing a golden calf now. And Moses said, what kind of shame and mockery have you brought upon the Lord?
You are about to experience a life-changing moment. You won't leave the same way you came. 'Cause he's in our very midst. You will be healed, delivered. He's here to set you free. And because God is near, anything can happen.
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.